So, how are you doing today? My faith is that of a little beta boy in the making. Now that I've established that you haven't yet read the title of this recording, I'll proceed. You've arrived. I'm paying attention to Sherry once more. We understand that you couldn't help yourself. Obviously, you are aware of my exceptional hypnosis abilities. You are well aware that whatever I tell you is going to happen will in fact occur as predicted. And yet, you couldn't help yourself because you knew that being in chastity for me is preferable to any orgasm you might have in store for you down the road. That is correct, isn't it? It informs me, knowing that you're reading this, I know that my programming has been extremely successful for you. In fact, we've reached a point where some of these changes will become permanent. In the near future, you can go months, if not years, without listening to Sherry's music. Some of these things have been rewired and are now permanent, forever and ever in your memory. As a result, when I stated that I desired loyalty and obedience, I was correct. In addition, when I stated from the beginning that I would take it from you, it was no lie, no joke, and no game on my part. This is about as real as it gets, but I'm proud of you nonetheless. Fuck you, young man. In addition, sub, the fact that you allowed me to enter your mind and force all of your thoughts and beliefs out makes me proud of you. Moreover, to invite me into your home exactly as I requested, not into the guest bedroom, but into your home, your mind, and everything else that I had promised to do, look under every bed, under every cover, through every door, and everywhere else you can think of. And you did have some control over the situation at first. You were a perfect candidate for programming. The fact that you were given a choice in the beginning, and chose to open, demonstrates how susceptible you've always been to suggestion. He made the decision to participate in this training. As a result, you should be proud of your accomplishment. If there's anything I know, it's that I am. So I believe it is time to get started. Let's not waste another second of our time. Let's move forward with this plan, with this programming that will keep you in mental chastity for the foreseeable future. In exchange for your time, I guarantee that you will be somewhat impressed by the time you have finished listening to this recording. Gaining access to programming, pay attention to Sherry. Pay attention to Sherry. Pay attention to Sherry. The stroke was performed by Clickboy. Jerk-off puppeteering is prohibited. You can feel your mind drifting into that familiar, hazy, deep state of consciousness. You feel yourself starting to fall from a great height. There has been so many falls that you are no longer afraid of anything. Your clitty grows in size. With each word I say to you, you become harder and harder to deal with, and you become deeper. Pay attention to Sherry and go deeper. Pay attention to Sherry. As you fall, you begin to float down into that exquisite mindless state that you are experiencing here in the subspace with Sherry. Except for me, except for my voice, you have a safe haven here in that blissful place. A haven where you're untouchable. That is, untouchable by anyone or anything else. Except for me, except for my voice. Your hands and arms are heaving against your side as you lie there. Your eyes are glazed over once more. You smile as you look down at your crotch, knowing deep down that I would be pleased to see how gorged and swollen you are already. And you are giddy with anticipation. There have been no pre-recording instructions given for this session, so it's possible that you've just arrived or that it's been a while. That's all right. Be aware, however, that after listening to this recording, he will no longer be able to touch your genital area. It will be caught in a trap, and I'll use my words to entangle you between these lips until you're trapped. Pay attention to Sherry. Pay attention to Sherry. Pay attention to Sherry. It occurs to you that I am standing directly in front of you, and that I am holding something in my hands. One hand is resting next to my side, and the other is holding something in its grip. I put my hand out in front of me to signal my intent. When I open it, you can see a chastity device made of shiny metal that is firmly planted in the palm of my hand. It's absolutely stunning, isn't that right? The metals that are both bright and shiny, even in the way I carried the object in my hand, you can tell how heavy it was. And then, at that exact moment, you open your crotch and a nice big thick load of pre-cum comes trickling out, down your slip, all the way down to the base of your car, rolling onto your balls. And I give you a friendly smile. I'm overjoyed at how you've responded. You see, I'm working on something else. In contrast, on the other hand, as I approach your face, I bring my hand up to your mouth and place a tiny steel padlock in it. Your cock gushes even more pre-cumulatively. I took a look at it from below. The warm stream of pre-cum running down your neck catches my attention. I look back up at you and smile, sending you into oblivion with that smile. You've grasped the situation completely. You don't understand what I'm saying, do you? I'm referring to imprisoning you, because it all depends on that tiny little padlock. You're going to be locked up for Lisa, unable to touch, unable to rub, and literally unable to have any type of interaction with your cock. I'm a fuckboy who's just starting out, and I have the ability to lock you up or unlock you whenever I want. You'll eventually start pleading with me. At first, you'll beg me to unlock the door for you. Please tell me how many days it has been since you last woken up and how difficult it is for you to get out of bed in the morning. That metal chastity device is so tight around your cock. But I guarantee that you will reach a fuck point in training eventually. You'll beg me to keep you locked up more and more. You are giddy with excitement at the prospect. Isn't that right? The possibility that you might beg to be kept locked up for Sherry. Because you know that when I do finally unlock you, you will have earned your freedom. If everything goes according to plan, you'll be looking forward to the most incredible orgasm of your life. I take the small padlock in my hand and begin to swivel it between my index and middle fingers. I take out a tiny little piece of metal from my back pocket. I approach you and insert the key into the lock, twisting it until the lock is secure. And you'll hear a satisfying little click as the padlock bar is removed from its previously installed position. It is now open for business. And then I flick it with my finger to make it move. It's a game of teasing, knowing that I'll have you imprisoned before you know it. I've returned that key and placed it in my back pocket, leaving you where you were. The poor little thing has been imprisoned. And then there's the fuckboy in training. I can't wait to get started. And I'm sure you're not able to either. You begin to get a thrill out of the prospect of being trapped in a room. Then I can see you start to shake, which tells me you're in a very deep, very dark place right now. You're completely disoriented. But I don't want you to become disoriented any further. Obtaining access to programming. I adore the freedom of thought and expression. So, there you have it. You're starting to feel a little more nervous. I don't want to put too much of a damper on your enthusiasm for this. In order for you to experience butterflies in the pit of your stomach, I want you to do the following. I'd like you to take a step forward right now in front of you. And I'd like you to get down on your fucking knees with me. Yes, you are correct. You're a good boy. Everything is brand new. You're going to beg me to put that cock in a cage for you. I'm sure. Allow me to hear you say it. You filthy fuckboy. When in training, say, please, Sherry, put me in a cell. That's adorable. But I'm not sure I agree with the way you said it just yet. What I need to know is that you are 100% committed to this endeavor. Please repeat the phrase once more. Please, Sherry, put a stop to my sluggish beta stick. Hopefully, that makes things a little bit clearer. Continue to be on your knees. Fuck you, young man. Programming is activated. The cock bind is inserted. And the mental chest is initiated. So I get down on your level and give you a sweet little kiss right on the bridge of your nostrils. And I tell you, my good little fuck boy, I'm going to lock you up right now while you're still in training. This chastity device is going to weigh heavily on your shoulders, and you are going to feel it physically. It's going to feel tighter as time goes on. The larger your crotch grows, the more attractive you become, the more turned on you are, the more physically you will feel that cold, shiny metal gripping your body. I'd like you to lie down on your back for the time being. You're a good boy. As I cautiously open the chest to access the database, and I'm going to clamp it down on you. It has now been closed. Already. I'm in a good mood. Isn't that the case? You can even try to touch yourself. But keep an eye on him because he won't be able to continue. Try putting your fingers or your hand down by your desk to see how it feels. Is it possible for you to touch it? No, you won't be able to. There's something physically impeding progress. Oh my goodness. Isn't it a turn on to be locked out of your own body and unable to touch yourself? Even though I know how much you want to. If there was ever a time when you wanted to double check that Sherry was correct, please don't. And you can't do it anymore. In fact, I reach into my pocket and pull out that tiny little, fairly heavy plaid box, which I dangle in front of your face. I bring it all the way down to the chastity device and locate the small metal loop. And then I slide the lock over the loop to secure it. I'm looking up at you right now, and I'd like you to tell me to lock the door. Tell me to tighten the screws on that little padlock. You're going to hear that click reverberate around inside your body and inside your head for quite some time. Your entry will take effect the moment I click the lock into place. Is he looking out for me? Are you ready to take on the world? Now, you can ask me to fuck a fuckboy in training. Please, Sherry, say something. Secure the padlock with a key. That's a good thing. And I push that teeny tiny metal loop as quickly as I could. There you have it. Your knee chest database is full of tiny little padlocks that swing from your knees. For the next few moments, I want you to stand up and feel the weight of your shiny metal chassis device, which is currently hanging off your crotch. Take a look at yourself. He's literally dripping out of it right now. All of your pre-com is just drizzling down over the metal bars, drizzling down your ball at this point. Even with that teeny tiny padlock in place. As a result, I take that tiny little metal key out of my pocket and place it in front of your face. The ownership of this little Chekhov puppet is mine. and I intend to keep it for as long as it serves me well. I'll keep you locked out for the time being. What's going to have to happen in order for me to unlock you will continue for as long as my little heart desires. You know what I mean. Yes, you are correct. Sherry, you're going to have to go out of your way to please her. There are a plethora of ways in which you can please me. And I promise you, fuckboy, I'll teach you all of the different methods of pleasing me. From this point on, nothing will change. You will not be able to make physical contact with yourself. Alternatively, you may have been instructed not to rub at some point. You may have been ordered not to come. But now that you have this extremely effective mental chastity and padlock in place, you are physically unable to approach your vehicle. You are only permitted to touch your crotch when you are engaged in activities unrelated to anything sexual, such as using the bathroom or washing up. You'll have to ask if you want to see me at another time. It's possible that you'll have to bake. It's possible that you'll have to clip. I think I might have a good time giving you something. You're earning your release by completing small tasks. And I'm confident that everyone will have a good time teasing you by sending you small messages, pictures, and possibly visual cues to get your attention. I'd like to be aware that you're having difficulties. I'm interested in finding out that you come to terms with the fact that you are truly imprisoned. You thought this was a joke, didn't you? Maybe you even started believing it. But I challenge you to think about it again. I believe you might be apprehensive about putting your hand down by your crotch and seeing if you can make contact with it. There's a force field around it, and you won't be able to go any further with your little fuckboy and training until I tell you that you are permitted to do so. After that, I want you to put the sun to the test for the next 12 hours. And I mean exactly 12 hours. You're going to send me a message in which you'll describe what life is like for you while you're incarcerated. And you're going to be astounded by what happens. What you're going to share with me is your disbelief. Your disbelief that I've actually programmed you so meticulously that you are literally unable to feel your own hands on your body. I'm hungry for a little bit of panic. And that's what keeps my interest going. Fuck you, young man. In addition, there is training. It gives me great pleasure to know that you are willing to sacrifice for me. That you are willing to suffer for me. The fact that you want to touch yourself makes me happy. But it makes me even happier to know how badly you want to touch yourself. And to know that you are capable of doing so. I'm thinking about taking a short vacation for a few days. What are your plans for the rest of the day? What happens if I don't respond? How long do you think you'll be locked up like that mentally for the rest of the day? I really don't know. You're way too much fun to fuck with for me to put myself in that situation. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you soon. Get used to your mental chastity, my little fuckboy. And to your training regimen. You might enjoy listening to some of my recordings while you're at it. Even the ones that instruct you to stroke in a calm. Although all you can do about that is fantasize within a fantasy until the next time comes.
This place is a haven. Lay down, able to be touched by anyone, and arms are shaking against your sides. As you crotch makes you smile. Your hands and arms are shaking against her sides.
Your crotch makes you smile because you know that I'm
excited to see how full things will
during this session.
There has been no information about how I will think
during this session.
So it's possible that you just arrived or that it's been a long time since you've been.
So make sure you know he can't touch you after that it's been to this time since you've been.
Make sure you know
he can't touch you after you've been.
I'll use my words
to keep you stuck between these
lips until you're stuck.
Pay attention to shirts
to keep you stuck between these lips.
I put my hand out in front of me
to show what I was going to do.
Watch it. It has a chastity device
made of shiny metal
to show what I was going to do.
It has a chastity device
made of shiny metal.
Isn't that correct?
It's even clear how heavy the thing
is.
Isn't that correct?
It's even clear how heavy the thing
I was holding was from how
and
I had
a big,
my
thick load of
creep
comes out.
Such that
it goes down your slip,
and
all
big,
the way to the
thick
bottom
load of
your
creep
comes out,
and
it goes down your
slips.
Give me a
way
friendly
to the
smile.
Of your car.
I'm so happy
and
with how you responded.
You can see that I'm working on something.
I'm so happy with
but I'll be back to you soon.
You can see that I'm working on something else.
I put a small
steel padlock in your mouth
as I get closer to your face.
On the other hand,
I put a small steel
padlock in your mouth.
It gushed even more preoccupied.
On the other hand,
I looked at your
I'm drawn to the warm stream
gushed income
that breathes
down
relatively
than I
when I look back
I'm drawn to the warm
I stream of creek
I send you into
down.
A state of oblivion
when I look back
smile.
At you
you
understand everything
I send you
situation.
Into a state of oblivion
the way I'm talking
smile.
Is not clear
you
to
understand everything
is
about the situation
prison is
the way
what
I'm talking
about
is not
now.
Clear to you
though
because of that
putting pad
prison is what
you're
I'm talking
going to be
about
death
for Lisa
though
because you won't
be able
to touch
you're going to be
doing nothing else
with your cock
and
when
I first
start
to touch
I'm a fuckboy
or does anything else
with your cock
and
I
first
start
I'm a fuckboy
doesn't know
you'll
how to
start
do
to plead with me
and
I can
lock
you
up
but
not
right
away.
Whenever
you'll
ask me
you'll
to start
to plead
with
me
and some
tell me when you last
not right
away.
And how hard
you'll
it is for you to get out of the bed in the morning.
Tell me
I can't blast
how
tight
and how
hard
it
is for you
to get
out of
bed
in your cornage.
I can't
but I'm sure
tight
reach a
metal
chest
can't
stand
it
around your crotch
because you know that
I'm
finally
let
you go
where
you
can't
stand
you will have
your freedom
because
best
that
guy's
final
life
will
happen if everything
goes
as planned.
As
best
as you
have had
a life
will
happen if
everything
goes
as
planned.
As
I hold
this
I start
to turn
it around
my index
fingers
and
middle
when
I
see
I
reach
I start
to
turn
a
key
into
between
my
fingers
twisting
it
when
I see
it is safe.
I reach
you
also
hear
the
key
click
as
the
padlock
twisting
comes out
of
its
place.
You
also
hear
it's open
click
as
the
padlock
it's a
comes
out
of
its
place.
You know
for now
I'll
have
you
into business.
It's a
game
turned
right
into the store
for you
put it
in
my
back.
I'll have you in
you're
still
in the store.
I've turned
the little
thing
has been
put
down.
Then there's the
fuck
you're
still
in
the store
lesson.
The poor little
thing
has
been
locked
out.
You
start
to
enjoy
the idea
and
being stuck
in
I can't
this show
start
here
in a
you
start
to
enjoy
the idea
of
being
stuck
in a
because
I
this shows
you
shaky.
Very
there is
no
way
I
place
you
to
get
any
more
loss.
Because
I
getting into
shaky.
There is
no
way I
to
think
and
say what you lost.
You're
getting
into
getting
a
little more
jacked
the freedom
to
think and
say
that
I
don't
want
to
put too much of
a
getting a little
excited
about
it.
Keep
take a deep
that
breath
I don't want
to think
about
too much
what
of
I
a
damn
to
do
now.
Excite
me.
Please
move
forward.
Take a
deep
breath
right.
Think
about
what
get down
on
your
knees
with.
Please
right
for
what
I want
to know
right
now.
Get down
on your knees
to this project.
You're right.
It's
what I want
to know
is that
you're 100%
admitted to
this
project.
It's
taking
too
long.
Stop.
As long
as
you're
on
your knees.
So
please
don't
stop
sharing.
The young
man
should
fuck off.
As long
as
your
eye
is turned
on.
Don't
stop.
The cock
bind
is young
man
should
fuck
and the mental chest
is
turned
on
your level.
The
cock
bind
is
giving
a
kiss
on
the
bridge
of
mental chest
is
my
good
little
fun
your
level.
I'm going
to
lock
kiss
on
the
bridge
of
your nose
still
learning.
My good little
chastity
gear
will
put
a
lot
of weight
on
your
shoulder
right now
while
you're
still.
And you'll
feel
it
in
chastity
gear.
It will
get
tighter
weight
on
your
shoulders.
Your
crotch
gets bigger.
And you'll
feel it
in
your
which
makes
you
look
it will get
tighter
over
time.
The
more
crotch
gets bigger.
Shiny
metal
which
makes
you
look
please
lay
down
on
your
back
for a
while.
You're
a
nice
shiny metal.
You
it's a little
nerve-wracking.
Please
lay
down
open
your back
chest
for a while.
And see the
data.
You're
a nice
boy.
I'm
going to
it's
put
a
it on
nerve-wracking.
It's now
closed.
The chest.
I'm
already
in
a good
mood.
I'm
going
to
put
it
on
you.
Try to
it's
touch
now
yourself.
Closed.
I'm
but keep
an
eye
on
it.
He
won't
be
able
to
finish.
Try to
touch
to see
yourself.
How it feels.
But keep
try
an
putting
eye on
your
fingers.
He
won't
be
able
to
finish.
To
see
how
it feels.
You can
touch
it.
Try putting
your
fingers
or
your
hand
down next
to there's
something
in
the way
of
you
can
touch
it.
If
you
can't
touch
it,
get
close
to
your home.
There's something in the way
it's really exciting.
If you can't
touch
or get
close
to
your
even
though
I
know
it would
be
hard.
It's
really
exciting.
Please
don't
double check
that
Sharon
is telling
even
though
I
know
it would be hard.
When I bring
it
down,
please
don't
double
check
that
Sharon
is
telling
the
truth.
I find
the
small
metal
when
I bring
it down
all
the
way
to
the chest
then
I
slide
the
lock.
I find
the
small
metal
safe
that
goes
looking at you
right
now.
Then
I
slide
the lock
the
door
the
to
make it
make
sure
the
looking
on
the
right
padlock
tell me
to
lock
in
your
body
to
in your
head.
Make
sure
the
screws
keep hearing
that
padlock
are
tight.
This
your body
and
in your
head.
When I click
keep
hearing
that
click
for a while.
Your entry
will
take
effect
right
away.
When I click
is he
taking
care of place?
Yes,
you're
I'm
ready
to
take
effect
right
away.
To
fuck
is he
taking
this
in
training?
Yes,
you
can
now
ready
ask
to take
to
do
it
for
you.
Share
a boy
say
something
training
with
a key.
You can
now
ask
him
to do
padlock.
Share
push the
say
something
with
a key.
I could.
You
can
there
you
go
padlock.
Your knee chest
push
the little metal
of
tiny little
padlock.
That's
there you
go.
Your
knee chest
data.
And you can
find
the
tiny
little
padlock.
It's time
for
you
to stand
up
and
feel the
weight
of
your
shiny
find
the
chassis
device.
It's
time
for
you
to
stand
up
and
feel
the
weight
of
your
shiny
take
metal
a
chassis
body.
A
lot
of
that drizzling down key from my pocket,
even with that little padlock in
this little
check-off
that little metal key from my pocket,
and I plan to keep it for as long as
this little check-off puppet
I'll keep you out for
and I plan to keep it
as long as it works well.
I want to be
I'll keep you out for now.
I think you'll have to go out of your way.
I want to be able to open you up.
Nothing will change.
I think you'll have to
not be able to touch yourself in any way.
From now on,
you may also
have been told not to
rub it. You will not be able to touch yourself in any way.
You may also have been told not to
rub it.
Very,
very effective
mental chastity and padlock.
But now that you have this very,
you are physically unable to
chastity call padlock.
You can only touch your crotch when you are physically unable to
sex your car.
Like going to
touch your crotch washing or doing something
to see me again.
You'll have to go into the bath.
It's possible that
you'll have to bake something.
You'll have to
cut.
It's possible
I might enjoy doing something.
It's possible
you have to do
small things.
Everybody will
have a good time.
You're getting
small messages
and small
pictures.
Everybody will have a good time.
Or send
small messages.
I'd like to know
and maybe even visual
clues. I want to find out
again your attention.
That you accept.
I'd like to know that you're having trouble.
No,
I did find out
as
a joke
that you accept
that you started to present.
I want you to.
I didn't think it was
a joke.
I think
maybe
you'd
be afraid to put
your hand down.
I want you to
think
about
it again.
Touch.
I think
there is a
force
to put your hand down.
And you can't go any further.
There is a force
training until I tell you that
and you can't go any
you should
further.
Test the subtle for 12 hours
and training until
and
I tell you
that you can't.
You're going to
you
send me
a message in which you'll tell
me
what it's like to
and
be
I mean
imprisoned.
That.
And
you're
going to
send
me a message in which you'll
tell
me
what it's like
as well.
To be in prison.
What you're going
and you're
to tell
telling
me
is
be
that you can't believe
that
I've
programmed
you so
as well.
What
can't
you
tell
you
is that you can't believe
that I've programmed
you so carefully
that you can't even feel
and that's what keeps me excited about
the story for
the young man should fuck off.
And that's what keeps
me excited
about
the story.
When I know
the young man should fuck off.
There is also a lot
I feel
of
very happy
when I know
the fact that you want to touch
yourself for Sherry makes me
I feel
happy.
Very happy.
But the fact that you want to touch yourself so much for Sherry
makes me even more happy.
But the fact
and to know that
you touch
yourself so much
for Sherry
I might go on a short vacation
for a few
and
days.
To know that you can
what
do
are you going to do the rest of
I might
the day?
Go on a short
what happens
if I don't
answer?
Days?
How long
what are you
do you think
to
be stuck in your
head
all day?
What happens if I
don't answer?
Putting myself
you
think situation
in your head
too much fun.
You're way
too much fun
putting
myself
in that
situation
to hear
too much
fun.
You're
way too
much
fun
to get
used
to your mental
chastity. I can't
wait
to hear from
you and get used to the fact
that
you're trying
to stay
get used to your
mental
chastity
listening
to some
get used
to
the
fact that
you're
trying to stay
clean.
Even
the
ones that
tell
you to
stroke
in a calm
recordings
while you're at
but all you can do
even the ones that
tell
you
to
stroke
in a calm
way
but all you can do is dream about it until the next time.